And you are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined on the telephone this morning by Marlis Bell. She is with the Martin Luther King Jr. Committee. Good morning, Marlis.
Good morning.
Marlis, I know that the committee is local, but for those who are unfamiliar with it, what is the Martin Luther King Jr. Committee?
It's a committee that gets its inspiration from the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King and works to get his message heard and hopefully implemented in Tuolumne and Calaveras County. So they started with this mission way back in 1995, and the first annual celebration was held in 1996. And many people may have had a chance to go to those programs. They were outstanding, you know, and ultimately held at the high school in Sonora. And the auditorium was always full because they had nationally known speakers, and they involved the schools and students and music and awards. And it became something that people looked forward to every January on the celebration for Martin Luther King. Now, recently, obviously, COVID and other considerations have forced some rethinking and having to come up with new ways to get the message out. So last year, COVID cut us all by surprise, including the committee. And so we had to reluctantly say it's just not safe. And this year, we thought we'd be able to get together. But as you know, there have been ups and downs in safety because of COVID, and so we reluctantly decided that we just need to do it differently.
What did the committee come up with?
Well, we started with the inspiration of the Martin Luther King Center in Atlanta, and they have come to the same conclusion that we need to get the word out differently. And so their theme this year is shifting so that it's the initial logo is "It Starts With Me." So let's not think about, you know, where we're going to go to be entertained, but what is it that I can do personally? And then if I add you, what is it that we can do? And how can we somehow make some change that we see is needed in our community? And so the overall theme is, it starts with me shifting priorities to create the beloved community. And a lot of people say, well, that sounds nice. What is the beloved community? And the Martin Luther King Center has kind of defined it as that we need to work together to solve problems and conflict peaceably, and that poverty, discrimination, and violence are unacceptable, and our policy, practices, and language are better infused by love. And then some of Martin Luther King's famous sayings, he was so good at that. So, for example, whatever affects one directly affects us all indirectly. And recognizing that we can't afford to separate and divide, we need to figure out how to work together. So to remind people of that message, we're making yard signs available. And so you're going to start seeing them, you know, sprout up over in neighborhoods. And we unfortunately didn't order enough, but we still have a few. And if someone is looking for one to put on their yard or to carry around as a sign indicating their position, we're going to have some folks at the Courthouse Square at noon on Monday, the holiday, they will be having signs, and they may even have a few left if someone wanted to go and carry one. And we're asking that people can donate to the Martin Luther King Committee if that is a possibility. Otherwise, you know, just take it and show it, and the sign can be seen on the Martin Luther King Facebook page, and it says, hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And then we also have some bookmarks to remind you in your quiet times, and that's where I got that quote from. It starts with me. Whatever affects one directly affects us all indirectly. Or there's another variation, whenever injustice affects one, it affects all of us. And so that's kind of a self-interest message. You know, we can't just ignore it because it affects us. So what can we do about it to make a better community for everyone?
Marlis, you will be at the Courthouse Park on Monday starting at noon. Do you know how long you will be there for?
For an hour, just an hour, yeah.
Okay, and for those who are unable to make it on Monday, the holiday,
right,
is there
right.
another way of being able to acquire a sign?
Yes, you could email Darlene Baumgartner, who's also on the committee, and her email address is Sigbaum, S-I-G-B-A-U-M, @yahoo.com.
This committee is a nonprofit 501c3.
That's right.
We hear from the committee around the holiday, mm-hmm. but is the committee active year-round?
Well, yes, I think we're acknowledging that that needs to be the direction that it needs to go, and we've just updated our mission and purpose statements to suggest a different sort of role. Obviously, it's still basically education, but we're thinking of ourselves more as a catalyst, or becoming more of a catalyst, and working with other like-minded organizations and people. So we're looking for opportunities to partner to get the message out, and organizations are interested in figuring out how we can work together, that would be great.
All right. So there will not be a physical fundraiser once again this year, but
right,
the committee
right.
is promoting these yard signs. You will be at Courthouse Park on Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, from
exactly.
noon until 1. Is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap up the interview?
Yes. If people are interested in making donations to the committee because they agree that it's important work and an important message, Amazon Smile has a program where a percentage of your purchase gets dedicated to local organizations. And so you just have to go to Amazon Smile and put in MMLK, Sonora, and it's a contribution that's made by Amazon, which is kind of cool.
Marlis, it has been a pleasure speaking with you. We've been talking with Marlis Bell with the Martin Luther King Jr. Committee. Thank you, Marlis.
You're welcome. It's an honor. Thank you.